The 144th running of the Kentucky Derby is just around the corner, and whether or not you're a horse racing fan, be aware there's some Canadian flavor in two of the horses that will be at the starting gates. Justify and Vino Rosso are two of the highly regarded horses in this year's Derby. Both have won major prep races leading up to May 5th. Both have been bred by John Gunther, owner of Glenwood Farm in rural Kentucky. Gunther, who makes his home in Langley, British Columbia, has bred championship racehorses on his family farm for decades. His daughter Tanya handles the day-to-day operations of the farm, but John keeps very close tabs on what's happening, even if he spends the majority of his days on Canada's west coast. I recently caught up with Gunther at his home and asked him how special it is as a breeder to have two different horses with a shot at one of the biggest horse races in the world.
This could be the most exciting Kentucky Derby I've ever been involved in. To have two horses that we bred to win two major Kentucky Derby preps, one being the Wood Memorial and the second being the Santa Anita Derby, I think it's just unbelievable to actually be the breeder of two horses that are going to make the starting gate for the Kentucky Derby. It will be unreal.
For someone from Canada who's been involved in the horse racing world for many, many years, how special is it to be able to be involved in the Kentucky Derby, even if your farm is in Kentucky and even if you're only there just a handful of times a year?
Well, you know, I usually attend the Kentucky Derby almost every year. I've had two homebreds that I've actually kept and ran in the Kentucky Derby. But this Kentucky Derby coming up, being the breeder with Justify and Vino Rosso, I think will be just as special as owning a couple horses in the Derby.
Justify leading past the eighth pole. He's a couple of lengths in front. Boltoro is closing on the inside. It's Justify by three quarters of a length. Boltoro trying ever so hard. But Justify, another exhilarating exhibition by this supremely gifted athlete. He's on a dizzying ascent to greatness, winning the Santa Anita Derby clearly from Boltoro.
Justify is one of the heavy favorites going into the Kentucky Derby this year. Now, he hasn't raced a lot in big races, but when he has been put into tough competition, he has literally put the field in his dust. Talk about this horse and why he's so special going into the first portion of the Triple Crown.
He does everything so easily. In the Santa Anita Derby, when Bolt de Oro came up to him, he just found another gear and still won by 3.5 lengths. And they've actually measured the stride on Justify and compared him to Secretariat's stride, and Justify might have just a bit longer stride than even Secretariat himself.
It is Vino Rosso in front. Enticed continues to battle him, but Vino Rosso's getting away. Vino Rosso, fantastico, in the Wood Memorial. He won it by three over Enticed. And then it was
John, the other horse you have, Vino Rosso, had a very impressive performance in his last showing in a race in New York. What's your take on his chances possibly finding the winner's circle at Churchill Downs?
Well, he ran his first two starts at Tampa Bay. They were very impressive. He was in favorite for that last race at Tampa Bay. His third start, they felt possibly he needed the addition of blinkers. He was a closing third, but a couple steps past the wire, he went past his rivals. So Pletcher decided to try blinkers on his next start at Tampa Bay. And to me, he looked like he didn't really like the blinkers, so he was a disappointing fourth in the race. But I felt, you know, he didn't really like that Tampa Bay surface, and I was pretty confident that he had run well in the Wood Memorial. And I was quite surprised that Pletcher left the blinkers on him, but it certainly didn't bother him in the Wood. And as far as the Derby is concerned, this horse is bred to go that extra distance, and that extra eighth of a mile in the Kentucky Derby, I think, will be a big advantage for him. So I'm looking for big things in the Kentucky Derby with him as well.
Finally, there are serious bragging rights on the line in the horse racing world when it comes to
winning the roses at Churchill Downs. What would it mean to you to see the red and white of a Canadian horse breeder be able to win the biggest prize in horse racing in North America?
Well, it will be something you would remember forever. And it's sort of like going down in history. And it's something that you'll just never forget. It'd be a major event, not only for myself, but for everybody at Glenwood Farm, and especially for my daughter, Tanya, who planned the mating of both Justify and Vino Rosso.
John, appreciate your time. Best of luck for both of your horses, Justify and Vino Rosso, running May 5th at the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure.